Week 2, Friday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. I am the holy vine, which God, my Father, tends. Each branch that yields no fruit, my Father cuts away. Each fruitful branch he prunes with care, to make it yield abundant fruit. If you abide in me, I will in you abide. Each branch to yield its fruit must with the vine be one. So shall you fail to yield your fruit, if you are not with me one vine. I am the fruitful vine, and you my branches are. He who abides in me, I will in him abide. So shall you yield much fruit, but none if you remain apart from me. O God, you will not spurn a humbled, contrite heart. Psalm 50. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offence. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offences, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done. That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help, with a spirit of fervour sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse, my sacrifice a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favour to Sion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God, you will not spurn a humbled, contrite heart. In spite of your anger, Lord, have compassion. A Canticle from Habakkuk, Chapter 3. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe at your deeds. Do them again in our days. In our days make them known. In spite of your anger, have compassion. God comes forth from Teman. The Holy One comes from Mount Paran. His splendour covers the sky, and his glory fills the earth. His brilliance is like the light. Rays flash from his hands. There his power is hidden. You march out to save your people, to save the one you have anointed. You made a path for your horses in the sea, in the raging of the mighty waters. This I heard, and I trembled with terror. My lips quiver at the sound. Weakness invades my bones. My steps fail beneath me. Yet I calmly wait for the doom that will fall on the people who assail us. For even though the fig does not blossom, nor fruit grow on the vine, even though the olive crop fail, and fields produce no harvest, even though flocks vanish from the folds, and stalls stand empty of cattle. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and exult in God my Saviour. The Lord my God is my strength. He makes me leap like a deer. He guides me to the high places. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In spite of your anger, Lord, have compassion. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Sion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you, he established peace on your borders, he feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool, he scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs, the waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them, at the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations, he has not taught them his decrees. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. A reading from Ephesians chapter 2. Now, in union with Christ Jesus, you who used to be far away have been brought near by the death of Christ. For Christ himself has brought us peace by making the Jews and Gentiles one people. With his own body, he broke down the wall that separated them and kept them enemies. He abolished the Jewish law with its commandments and rules in order to create out of the two races one new people in union with himself, in this way making peace. By his death on the cross, Christ destroyed the enmity. By means of the cross, he united both races into one body and brought them back to God. Responsory: I call to the Lord the Most High, for he has been my help. I call to the Lord the Most High, for he has been my help. May he send from heaven and save me. I call to the Lord the Most High, for he has been my help. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I call to the Lord the Most High, for he has been my help. Through the loving mercy of our God, the rising sun has come to visit us. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us, that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Through the loving mercy of our God, the rising sun has come to visit us. Intercessions. Father, we praise you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Through the Holy Spirit he offered himself in sacrifice to you, that we might be delivered from death and selfishness, and be free to live in your peace. Father, in your will is our peace. We accept this new day as your gift, Lord. Grant that we may live in newness of life. Father, in your will is our peace. You made all things and keep all things in being. Give us the insight to see your hand at work in them all. Father, in your will is our peace. Your Son sealed the new and everlasting covenant in his blood. Help us to live by this covenant and honour it. Father, in your will is our peace. Jesus died on the cross, and water flowed from his side. As we share in the Eucharist, pour out your Spirit upon us. Father, in your will is our peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, as in this morning prayer we offer you our praise, grant that in your kingdom, together with your saints, we may praise you with ever greater joy. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.